Hey everyone, Kevin here again with another episode of My 1-2-3 Cents, the podcast right here on the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network. It is jitterymonkey.com. You can also find the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Thank you so much for downloading, listening, sharing. And if you have a minute, make a comment or two and let us know what you're thinking, not just of My 1-2-3 Cents, but all the fine programs here on the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network. I am grateful to be a part of this. And want to talk a little bit about today's guest. It is a fellow by the name of Brian Kelly, and he is an old friend of mine from my days in independent wrestling. I met Brian a few years ago when I was working with All-American Pro Wrestling here in Southern Illinois. I was doing color commentary and actually had a match, which I've talked about before, but Brian runs the website MissouriWrestlingRevival.com, and they put out publications, yearbooks, and Brian and his crew, they travel around the Midwest and pick up shows from all over the place, in Missouri, Illinois, and even into Kansas. So they do a lot of hard work. They are on the road pretty consistently to cover the area that they cover. So we'll get more into that with the interview with Brian. But before we get to that, I wanted to make a couple of quick notes about what's going on in the world of professional wrestling. And wanted to talk very briefly about the Floyd Mayweather, Manny Pacquiao fight. I'm not a boxing fan. I did not watch the fight. I kind of followed it on social media. And, you know, it seems like there's a lot of controversy surrounding Floyd Mayweather. And now there's a little bit of backlash with Triple H's support of Mayweather in terms of Michelle Beadle from ESPN, who declared on Twitter that she is no longer going to be supporting WWE because of Triple H's involvement and support of Mayweather. I wrote a blog about this over at my123cents.com, so I'm not going to, you know, repeat a lot of those points here. I encourage you to go check that out. But I do think that WWE needs to tread very cautiously with who they decide to support out. And even if WWE an entity isn't, when the COO of that company is publicly supporting someone who is not necessarily in the greatest standings in society. And again, I'm not trying to get all on a high horse here by any means, but the fact of the matter is Mayweather has been convicted several times of domestic abuse, battery, apparently had beaten one of or a couple of his girlfriends up in front of their children. So I think if WWE is really trying to change its perception in the public's eye and go with that more PG route, which they've been doing for the last several years, I don't necessarily think Floyd Mayweather is the guy they want to hitch their card up to, so to speak, even if he is someone with a following and, you know, that money nickname, so to speak. So, again, you can read more over at my123cents.com and support the blog over there. Also, this past week, we lost a true legend in the world of professional wrestling. Vern Gagne passed away at the age of 89. And Vern Gagne, again, I wrote a piece on this too over at my123cents.com. Vern was one of those guys who seemed like the real deal. He was what he was, and he will be missed. I got into wrestling towards the end of his in-ring career. I think I maybe saw him wrestle a few times after he had already retired, but you know, I saw him more as a promoter and someone who was in the camp of his son Greg Gagne, and kind of running the AWA, which was a throwback and it was a nice alternative to the WWF and the NWA at the time. So rest in peace, Vern Gagne. My thoughts and prayers go out to his family, friends, and fans. And also want to make a quick note, there is a new King of the Ring, Bad News Barrett, winning that tournament. WWE kind of brought it back out of nowhere. And I, for one, am happy to see it back. I was pulling for Neville, of course, but the King moniker, the King role seems to go well and seems to go better with a heel character. So I think they made the right move with Bad News Barrett. And I do think that there are still some great things ahead for Neville down the road. So I think I've touched on everything I wanted to touch on for right now. Also want to remind you, though, over at my123cents.com or at Jittery Monkey, you can check out our sponsors, Amazon, a sponsor here of the show. We appreciate their support. You can click on the Amazon link at jitterymonkey.com or my123cents.com. There you'll also see a link for DraftKings.com. And I'm going to be honest, I don't know a whole lot about how DraftKings works, but if you click on the link and follow the directions, they will walk you through everything, and you can start playing a little fantasy baseball. It is baseball season, and looking forward to that. I am a St. Louis Cardinals fan, so hopefully the haters out there aren't going to hate me for saying that, but let's go Redbirds in 2015. So, without any further ado, let's talk to Brian Kelly from Missouri Wrestling Revival, and once again, thanks for listening to My 123 Cents.
It's my personality to be jittery. It's part of my charm.
Wrestling fans,
are you ready?
It's time for My 123 Cents, the podcast on the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network.
Give me a hell yeah!
Now, here's your host.
The man is also a very long, dear, personal friend of mine.
Does the guy have a name?
Yes, he has a name.
Kevin Huntsberger.
Woo!
Alrighty, wrestling fans, I am excited about today's guest. His name is Brian Kelly. He is the owner and editor of the Missouri Wrestling Revival. It is located at MissouriWrestlingRevival.com, and they stay very busy over there at Missouri Wrestling Revival, traveling around the Midwest, Missouri, Illinois, Kansas specifically, covering promotions. 52 different shows they traveled to in 2014, and Brian Kelly, without any further ado, thank you and welcome to My 123 Cents, the podcast here.
Well, thank you for having me, Kevin. I've been a big fan of My 123 Cents, and had the pleasure through Missouri Wrestling Revival to get to know you in various capacities throughout the years, and it's an honor to be on your show.
Well, thank you so much for that. We met several years ago during the All-American Pro Wrestling Days here in Southern Illinois. But Brian, what got you, we'll talk about the website and what you guys do. What got you involved with Missouri Wrestling Revival? Because it's been around since 2008.
Yeah, I've been going to pro wrestling shows in Kansas City, Kansas, called Central States Wrestling, as a fan, and been checking it out. The promotion had wonderful matches mixed with top stars of TNA. Jeremy Wyatt was taking on Christopher Daniels. You had Michael Strider. Several of the top stars of the area was going there. And one of the big perks of the reason why I made my trek up there, Kevin, was because they had Q&As before their shows. If you paid like $15, you could sit in a back room, and there'd be about 20 hardcore fans that would be able to ask wrestlers like Samoa Joe, Christopher Daniels, the Monster Abyss, little questions, Q&As. Even AJ Styles was there, and every once in a while they would even have the local stars that would do the Q&A. And to be perfectly honest, some of their Q&As were just as interesting, if not more, than what it was the superstars, like Mike Gotti and so forth. But I ran into a friend, a fellow fan, for the first time at that show, Josh Ray, and Josh said that he was wanting to start up a website to kind of showcase the stars in the Midwest and asked if I'd be willing to write with him. And I said that, and I said I'd love to. And during that time, he was also working with a talented writer, young girl named Carrie Williams. And so Carrie Williams, myself, Josh Ray, and there's a few other people that kind of contributed a little bit to the website. And it kind of grew from there.
And it is quite a site now. And like you, we were talking before the show, you visited 52 different shows around the Midwest, averaging a show a week. That's almost the life of a wrestler.
Yeah, it most definitely keeps us busy. In our Missouri Wrestling Revival yearbook that I have out right now, We have a 2014 MWR World Tour, and in that list, it's actually 53, so I'm mistaken to you about being 52, but there's 53, and on each, on that page, it's got the date of the show that we went to, the promotion, the town that it is, and I did miles to and from. Like, the first show that we went to in 2014 was St. Louis Anarchy. It was in Alton, Illinois. From my house, it is 5 hours and 51 minutes, 367.34 miles to get back and forth from my house. And I kept a diary for that page. I kind of wish I would have done it through all the years that whenever I traveled through All American Pro, because All American Wrestling and so forth, because even though I'm doing a lot of traveling right now, I've kind of cut down with the price of gas and just the way of life is, believe it or not. So there was so much traveling that we have done, that we have worked with some of the biggest stars in the Midwest, and it has been a lot of fun.
Tell me what you get out of this. As a fan, because I think a lot of times wrestling fans, and not so much the ones that you're talking with, I'm assuming, we are conditioned to, the big shows, so to speak, the WWE and to a lesser extent TNA. But going to these shows that may be held in an armory or a high school gymnasium, and there may be 50 fans or 60 fans, what's the appeal? What's the draw for you to do this week after week?
Well, to be honest with you, I just don't have no talent to get in the ring as much as I wish I could. And it was my way of becoming a part of the business and sort of aspect and kind of support pro wrestling. But really what makes independent pro wrestling that we support so great is, like you said, there's only 50, most of the shows that we've been going to in the past couple of years, of attendance has really risen, to be honest with you, that it's more intimate. You get time to meet the fans. Sometimes a lot of shows, like this past weekend, I was in East Carolina, they had 400, maybe more people in this little East Carolina building that I pretty much know all the fans by name. And other than every once in a while, a fan will bring up somebody and say, hey, this is so-and-so, it's his first wrestling event. And it's sort of like Cheers, if you remember that old 80s TV show where everybody knows your name.
Sure.
And slowly but surely, more people have added. Sometimes they don't come to a show for a while, but then the next time you see them at a show, you're like, wow, hey, how are you doing? So it's so much more special. And on top of that, the fans can actually come and get their pictures taken with the wrestlers. And a lot of these wrestlers are people that have opportunities to work with WWE. You've seen that with the promotion that you worked with. You know, Adrian Neville, you know, was right there at your promotion wrestling in an exciting match, and now you can turn on NXT or even Monday Night Raw this week and watch him electrify the crowd. So you just never know who you're going to see, whether or not. And it could be some past star. This past weekend, I'm sitting there taking photos of Herb Simmons, the SICW promoter, interviewing Cowboy Bob Orton, who is now a mainstay with the promotion. So it's you just get more bang for your buck, in my belief, than what you do with WWE. And I'm not saying that anybody shouldn't support WWE, because they are exciting. And as the more success that WWE has, the more it's going to drive fans to the promotions that we cover.
You brought up a great point, too, with the development of these men and women on the independent scene, and they do go on. Many times they're, you know, going on to TNA or going on to WWE, as you mentioned. Over the last 7 years or so since you've been doing Missouri Wrestling Revival, who have been some of those guys that maybe you were covering early on in their career who have now taken to the main stage?
A few of the people that I've had the pleasure of photographing and so forth. Of course, there was some that was moving in that direction, like a Seth Rollins, before we actually really started. But you've seen Santana G, went from Santana to Brittany, and now is a Cal Flow Alley Club future star or future legend winner from the following year, and she is the NWA Ladies Champion. You got Simon Gotch, who wrestles with NXT. I covered him with Harley Race whenever he came down there at the school and worked with them. Joe Henning was with Harley. I've had the pleasure of photographing with World League Wrestling based out of Troy, Missouri for several years now, and it's always been a exciting time, especially whenever they bring in WWE, Pro Wrestling Noah, New Japan Camp once a year. And this year, actually, students from around the world can come and train with Harley Race and Ric Flair at Troy, Missouri. So right here in the Midwest, you have an opportunity of training with maybe the two greatest NWA world champions of all time.
That's, you know, and I'm on your website right now, which is MissouriWrestlingRevival.com, all one word. And you guys obviously do a great job with the pictures and the articles that are there, but you do a lot of work helping to get the word out about these promotions and about these training camps. I'm going to go out on a limb and assume that you have met Harley Race before and talked with him. Tell me a little bit about some of these legends that you have met, and we'll get into Cauliflower Alley Club in a few minutes as well, but talk about, you know, just the work that you've done with Missouri Wrestling Revival and some of the greats that you've met.
Well, first starting off with Harley Race, who, you know, Ric Flair obviously is my favorite wrestler of all time, but I grew up with Harley Race, with All-Star Wrestling out of Kansas City, and here's a man that I believe that lives up to his reputation of being a true wrestler, somebody that you would fear at one time, but also well respected, has a lot of love, and takes the time with his fans to this day. I don't think I've ever seen an opportunity where Harley hasn't taken the chance to take a photo with a fan or an autograph, and it's been a total pleasure to work with him at World League Wrestling to take photos of his students and so forth. So sometimes they say don't meet your heroes, but with a Harley Race, it's always been a pleasure every time that I've been in the room with him, and I got to see Harley at the Cauliflower Alley Club as he honored Larry the Axe Henning with an award through the Cauliflower Alley Club, and the two of them just stole the show. Some of the other legends that I have had been blessed to work with as far as doing interviews and so forth. Ted DiBiase has been really good. Those are a few that comes to my mind. Sure. I know that Herb Simmons works closely of bringing some of the legends there at East Carondelet, so if you're a fan of old school, you most definitely want to check out SICW. Last year, one of my favorites, to be honest with you, I was kind of surprised at how much of a fan Ox Baker, I met Ox before he passed, and he was a gentleman, even in his old age, that he was entertaining through his interviews and so forth. The one-man gang was somebody that I found to be a person that loved wrestling, enjoyed talking about the times of him being in the ring with Hulk Hogan and so forth. Through with Missouri Wrestling Revival, I've also done NWR trading card series set, and we've done 100 of them for first set, and we're on number 20 right now. And people that we have done in the past is Bob Geigel, and whenever we presented him with our Lifetime Achievement Award, we talked to Bob about doing a trading card, and we had WWE artist now, Rob Schamberger, do the artwork for the trading card, and Bob actually invited me over to his house in Kansas City with his wife, Vera, and took us down to the basement, and we looked at all the wrestling memorabilia that he had, and he talked about each photo and each story. It was like going on a wrestling museum with him being the tour guide. It was just a total awesome experience. Being a part of Missouri Wrestling Revival really rewarding. A gentleman that you might not know too well is Mike Chapman. He is an author, wrestling author. He's done Ronald Reagan's autobiography by chance. We gave him our Lifetime Achievement. I was invited to his house, and he did Frank Gotch's autobiography, and I got to sit in Frank Gotch's legitimate chair down in his basement and talk pro wrestling about the days that he knew about Frank there in Iowa. Frank Gotch is a legend in Iowa and around the world. One of the true great wrestlers. more person that was on my tip of my tongue here that I was like, oh, Larry Matisek.
Oh, yeah.
The boy, the wrestling at the Chase has become a personal friend. And I'm going to be kind of embarrassed telling you this, Kevin. I didn't know who Larry Matisek really was until I started Missouri Wrestling Revival, because I didn't get wrestling at the Chase in Missouri, where I'm from. I got to Kansas City.
Okay.
Kansas City wrestling.
I was going to ask you about that, because I grew up, I think we grew up about the same time, and wrestling at the Chase was a staple at my house, and Larry Matisek, a legend in the St. Louis Midwest area. So how is Larry these days?
Larry is, I believe right now, with assisted living. My good friend Herb Simmons and him are like best friends. And I spoke to Herb Saturday, and he was just telling me that, you know, they're hoping that they're going to be able to get him there on May 16th for the Bruiser Brody Memorial Tournament, where Bruiser Brody's lovely widow will be there, Barbara Goodish, the great Stan Larry Hansen, Mick Karch, for the voice of AWA, several other surprises. But Larry is, like I said, at assisted living right now, just trying to stay positive. I worked at a nursing home for over 10 years, so I know how hard of a transition it can be to go from your home to that situation. But mentally, from what I can gather, Larry is doing really well.
Talk to me a little bit more. You brought up the Bruiser Brody Memorial Tournament. You said it's May 16th. Where is that going to be happening?
That is going to be in East Carondelet, Illinois. That's going to be with SICW. Doors are going to be opening 6:30. Bell time's going to be 8. There's going to be a meet and greet with the wrestling legends. And from what I've been told, it's like $20 to attend both the meet and greet. And I think there's going to be Q&A and so forth. And like I said, Stan Hansen's going to be there, Barbara Goodish. I'm sorry, I'm kind of losing my train of thought of what that girl's name is. I met her at South Fire Holly Club.
Uh-huh.
Give me just a second.
Sure.
The female ring announcer from WWE back in the 80s.
Oh, Mike McGurk?
Yeah, Mike McGurk, thank you. It was on the tip of my tongue. She's going to be there. She's been invited. I spoke to her at the Cal Fire Holly Club. She was excited about coming. And I think it's going to be a wonderful opportunity for fans of the past to come and check that out. Plus, they'll get to see several of the stars of SICW, including the new SICW champion, Black Flanagan.
Awesome. Bruiser Brody, one of the all-time greats. I loved watching him when I was a kid. He was legitimately scary to me as a kid growing up, and you know, unfortunately taken from us way too soon. I'm glad that his widow is still involved with things, and that wrestling fans 25 plus years after his death are still remembering the legend that Bruiser Brody is. Tell me a little bit too more about, you know, what are the challenges, other than obviously the travel that you have to maintain, of covering all of these great wrestling events around the country?
I think that the biggest challenge that I have right now is that Missouri Wrestling Revival has grown to so much that the work involved trying to space it out evenly among the promotions to get the coverage towards all the fans that we can equally is the hardest aspect, because we started out with 5 or 6 promotions. Now we got 13, and I get emails and calls all the time of people that would like to have advertisement announcements on the MWR site. So it's just trying to keep up with all the shows that they're going to have. I'd like on Mother's Day weekend, May 9th, I mean, we got several promotions that are having. We got Pro Wrestling Collision Series is going to be in Granite City. Dynamo Pro Wrestling is going to come to Wood River, Illinois, and Michael Elgin, Ring of Honor superstar, his students are going to be showcased in Wood River. South Broadway is going to be wrestling on the 9th, so it's just trying to make sure that all the promotions are getting equal coverage and so forth. It's the hardest part, though.
Do you Are you looking for more events to cover? I want fans to be able to reach out and possibly wrestlers and promoters. How can they find you, whether it's social media or, of course, the website is MissouriWrestlingRevival.com. But you guys, I know, have Facebook. You're on Twitter as well. Is that right?
Yeah, we're on Twitter as well. It's FlairBlue at Yahoo.com. To be honest with you, as far as looking for any more, really, like I said, we're kind of just swamped as far as keeping that up. If there's something out there that is noteworthy, we obviously want to cover it for the fans and so forth. But I think that we do a pretty good job of covering it at this moment.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to find more comprehensive coverage of independent wrestling, at least in a tri-state area, than you're going to find at Missouri Wrestling Revival. Let's transition. You mentioned it earlier, going to Cauliflower Alley Club. This is the first time you went, and this was a great year to go because of the 50-year anniversary. This is held out in Las Vegas, is that right?
Yeah, it's held out at Las Vegas, and if you... My word of advice, if you're planning on going, make sure that you get your tickets, everything right away, so that way you're staying at the Gold Coast Hotel where the wrestlers stay. You don't have to, all the events are right there at that motel. You can go back to your room and so forth. And it is truly a great experience for a wrestling fan. I mean, there was a record attendance this year. I was told 756 people were at the banquet on Wednesday, and that was, and I can only imagine that it's growing with WWE's involvement even more so than what it has been in the past. I mean, it was just packed with lots of people coming there, and I knew a ton of people, and to be honest with you, I didn't get to see everybody I wanted to see, and I'm not just talking about the superstars, I'm talking about my friends that I have met throughout the years. That 4 days just flew by.
Now, this is an event that honors the legends of wrestling, basically. What exactly, as a fan or a spectator, what are you doing there? Are there different sessions? Are there seminars? Are there Q&A sessions? What's going on out there?
Well, when we first got there, we got there on a Sunday afternoon, and they start off with the Casino Royale 2015 live event. It was promoted by a promotion, I believe, that's out of California called Vendetta Pro Wrestling. And they worked with the NWA and several other promotions to have, I think there was 14 events on the first night. The show is free to anyone that wanted to come to the event. Brian Kendrick wrestled a guy that you and I both know, Greg Anthony.
Oh, yeah.
On the first night. And Santana Garrett was wrestling. She defended her belt. So that was the first night. You get there, and then the next morning you wake up, you register, you get your name tag, you get your itinerary of what the seminars that are going to be going on, and if fans want to do a cribbage tournament, that will be going on. Then you can also sign up for wrestle bowling. And being that this was my first year, I didn't want to be tied down to one thing because I wanted to see how everything went down. You know, just I didn't want to really miss anything. I didn't want to be in one spot, so I just kind of soaked it all in just to kind of see how it is. And there's a room called the Nostalgia Area. It has displays, memorabilia sales. You'd find a Destroyer selling his wrestling book. You'd find the Glow Girls. You could meet them and take their photographs. K.K. Dillon was in there, and this room is open throughout the week, and you could get autographs, you could get photographs, and you just never know who would pop in. I got my picture taken with JR. I heard that Sergeant Slaughter walked in there at one time, but once again, I mean, there's just so much stuff to do that it'd be easier to miss somebody if you didn't watch it, but it's just so exciting just being there. So there's pictures and displays of that going on. And then later that night, I checked out the Cal Fire Alley Club, or the Vendetta Pro Wrestling, second wrestling show, because Steve Anthony, who I had the honor of covering with World League Wrestling, was taking on Lucian Thunder Liger in one of the big events. And so that was really exciting if he defeated Liger in a match. So on Tuesday, Tuesday, that's whenever the where you could have a seminar, like AJ Kurz was doing a seminar. He talked short sleeve Samson. I sat in during his seminar, as I did Sid Bodie and Jake the Snake Roberts.
Now, are you able to do work for Missouri Wrestling Revival too, or were you just there as a fan?
Well, I could have purchased a booth and talked about NWR at my booth and sold books or sold trading cards or whatever, but I, like I said, I just wanted to go as a fan and take some pictures and kind of do some networking and trying to meet some new people, reestablish some old friendships, so because people, obviously, as you know, in the wrestling business, move away, you don't see for years. So I just wanted to take it all in, and most definitely that was a success. And that, later that evening, Kevin, on a Tuesday night, they do a thing called the Bologna Blowout. And you go there, you get some cocktails, and then you can get in line with you sit at the tables with the wrestlers. You don't know, you just find an open spot. There's no set seating for most people. There is some reserves for some of the people up front. That, like, whenever we were getting our bologna for our plates, I looked up, and there was Sergeant Slaughter getting his on the other side of the table.
Cool.
So we went and sat with our friend Donald Stagg, and she's really good friends with the people at AWA. Looked up, and there's Larry Henning, and then Harley came over, and I said hi to Harley. TNT Kenny Garrett, which is Santana Garrett's dad, he was over there with LaShawn.
Uh-huh.
Was sitting with LaShawn. So you might go sit at a table, and the table is really huge to where you can sit with five or six of your friends. And then right across the table could be a former superstar eating lunch, and you can just talk wrestling with them, or just life. It's just truly an exciting experience for everyone involved.
Now, do you have to be a member of the CAC, or can fans purchase tickets and just come out there?
Well, to be a member for 1 year is only $25. I think that they do. Yeah, you might have to quote me on that, but I think that you have a membership for that year.
Uh-huh. Okay. That makes sense.
I think that's sort of the way that is. But it's not that much. And then the banquet tickets, Kevin, was only like $100, you know what I mean? And that gave you end of war, the banquet. You got the blowy blank blowout, and then the following night you got a big dress-up award ceremony, which they give out awards at the Blowy Blowout too. So it's two nights of dinner. The second night they serve you steak and shrimp and really good food. So, and you kind of it's more formal and so forth. So DDT was there getting an award. Beth Phoenix and Edge was there. Received the Women's Wrestling Active Award. Jake the Snake presented Diamond Dallas Page. Like I said, Harley Race presented the Iron Mike Award to Larry the Axe Henning. Demolition became the second tag team to receive an award, and Gerald Briscoe received the Lutez Achievement Award. Fans have an opportunity to become a member. And is encouraged to, as somebody goes to a great cause.
Yeah, tell me a little bit, because you told me earlier that you became a lifetime member, and it's not a bad price if you think about the fact that it is a lifetime membership. But what does the Cauliflower Alley Club support? Because I know it's a non-profit thing, right?
What they do is that they support wrestlers who go through hard times and so forth, and they've given out thousands of dollars throughout the years. In fact, this was their 50th year anniversary, so that tells you how successful everyone with the Cauliflower Alley Club has been. For a lifetime membership, it's only $300, $275, which could be tax deductible as a charitable contribution. So
oh,
if you
cool.
wanted to put it against your taxes right there, you obviously could.
So,
and fans and everyone receives a newsletter called the Gear, the official newsletter. It's four times a month, and they'll have interviews and photos and updates about what's happening in the club. Like the most recent one, there was a great interview with Gerald Briscoe talking about his days of a pro wrestler. So it's easily worth the $25 or $300 that you submit into the Cauliflower Alley Club.
A lot of great opportunities. You can go to caulifloweralleyclub.org and learn more about that. Brian, I know you're a busy guy and have things going on. Is there anything else you want to get out there to our listeners today?
No, I just want to thank you for having me. I hope that you check out Missouri Wrestling Revival and my 1-2-3 cents. Support pro wrestling, whether it be independent pro wrestling or WWE. Check out our events pages. I know that our promoters and wrestlers appreciate whenever you come out to the events and support it, so that way that the sport can thrive.
Alrighty, Brian Kelly from MissouriWrestlingRevival.com. Check out that website. Find him on Facebook and Twitter as well. Always a pleasure, my friend, and we'll talk again soon.
Alright, thank you so much.
There you have it, folks. Brian Kelly from the Missouri Wrestling Revival. I appreciate him taking some time to talk to me. Again, you can find his stuff online at MissouriWrestlingRevival.com. Check out their yearbooks as well. I picked up a copy back when I was working with All-American Pro Wrestling promotion here in Southern Illinois. So, as always, we appreciate the support. Be sure to share this podcast and rate, review it on on jitterymonkey.com or, of course, iTunes. And I started to say Amazon. You can check out the links on the Jittery Monkey page or at my123cents.com and do your Amazon shopping through our link there support some fans who support professional wrestling. So everyone, thanks for listening to My 1-2-3 Cents.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.